Yarra Valley FM 99.1. This is the Council Connections show with Michael Goodridge. Connection is
made. And welcome to Council Connections show with Michael Goodridge. It's a lovely August. It's been beautiful and a warm day today too. So welcome to our show, our monthly show. And I've also got my co-host here, Kelly. Hello, Kelly.
Bing.
Yeah, great. We've got a banger of a show this week. Lots of guests. But first off, let's get a little bit of a weather update. I said it's been nice and warm today. Top of 17, no rain. Tomorrow is a low of 9, top of 15, some overnight showers. On Friday, top of 17, low of 9. Saturday again, top of 17, low of 7. Sunday, top of 18, low of 6. And on Monday, we're heating up, top of 20, low of 9. And then on Tuesday, coming to that, we've got a top of 20, low of 13 with some showers during the day. So sunny days ahead, a bit of, I think autumn's come early. It's some beautiful weather coming forward.
Let's skip autumn and just head straight to summer.
Yeah, I've got to do my planting yet. I haven't done my winter planting. I got my pruning done on the weekend, but lots of gardening. I'm sure everyone's very involved in gardening this weekend and coming up too, getting ready for the spring as well. But we also got some great luck today as well. We've got Neil from Holly Fools. This is Homelessness Week, so he's got some talking about what Holly Fools is doing and the obviously they're doing their work. And we're also hearing from your library, what's happening in the libraries, and of course Youth Voice come after that. And then at the end of the show, we've got lots of shout-outs. I think because it's winter's wrapping up, there's a huge amount of events happening in the Valley of Napier. I'm sure you've got lots to share too, Kelly, about what's happening in the Valley, in Healesville, Yarra Glen, and Badger Creek as well.
Absolutely, yeah. There seems to be tons on. When I was coming into town to the studio this afternoon, I see that the Healesville and Badger Creek CFA are doing a shout-out for an open day coming up. So, yeah, there's certainly lots going on.
Yeah, beautiful. We'll hear about all that at the end of the show. But without further ado, we're going to cross over to hear from Neil from Holy Fools.
And our next guest today on the Council Connections show is the wonderful Neil Taylor from Holy Fools. Welcome, Neil.
Thank you. Nice to be here with you guys.
Always a pleasure, Neil. And we've got you in because obviously this week is National Homelessness Week. So National Homelessness Week, Monday the 5th of August through to Sunday the 11th of August, a pretty important time, and it connects quite well with the wonderful work that you at Holy Fools do. Is that right, Neil?
That certainly is, yeah. It's a week that we've been marking now, probably the last 10 years in the Yarra Ranges, yeah.
And what's the week all about?
Well, usually the week is all about creating awareness about homelessness. Most of the activities that we've had have been centered around, creating awareness and just sort of highlighting some of the issues that we've got in the Yarra Ranges, and also just bringing together a number of the agencies that do the work with people who are homeless, and bringing them together just to talk about what they're doing and also share that the need is great and we still need more and more work. But usually that's the idea. In the past, we've had things like we've held a vigil and had someone marking like sleeping out and camping down at Melbourne Park or somewhere like close to the pavilion over there as an idea to be centered. And there would be often guys who would be sleeping rough come over and share the fire with us and talk about what their lives are like. But we had things like we would bring say elders or people who are representing Indigenous communities to come and talk about homelessness related to those sort of areas around the campfire. Yep. Absolute magic sort of nights where you would just sort of sit with a large group of people around a couple of big barrels of flames and listen to some amazing stories and how those are homelessness is impacting some of these amazing communities. To the other things that we've done have been things like held a memorial service, for those who have passed away from homelessness in the area. And unfortunately, there's quite a large list of people who are passing away through various ways and means, usually drug and alcohol overdoses or violence. Throughout, in the Yarra Ranges, in the Yarra areas. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, Neil. And I mean, there is something special about bringing people together around a fire, and connecting. And I'm imagining, Holy Fools, you've been around for almost 15 years. Is that right?
Yeah, 15 years.
Yeah, 15 years. So you would have seen a lot, over the time. And, I imagine, obviously with, Homelessness Week, shining a spotlight on the challenges, and the impacts that people that are facing homelessness or at risk of, homelessness, you know, deal with on a daily basis. Like you and I are here in the studio at Yarra Valley FM today, and I've got my toasty beanie on, because winter, it's a tough time, particularly for people that are doing it tough, and I guess it's I guess the issue itself in Yarra Ranges, I believe, sort of back to 2021 in the census, there were over 400 people, and I'm sure it's grown since then, that were homeless.
Yeah. Well, ironically, yeah. I don't trust those figures because often there was a lot of people who weren't asked to be part of the census.
Yeah.
Or didn't want to be part of the census because it was a voluntary thing if you were homeless. It's definitely grown. And, yeah. We're seeing more and more overt homelessness too. The Yarra Ranges has had a lot of the homelessness that we've had in the past has been hidden homelessness. You know, whether it's people who have been camping in the bush, young people doing couch surfing. We've very rarely seen anyone, you know, throughout the Yarra Ranges where we've had people who have been camping, say in doorways and things like that.
Yeah.
But we're starting to see in the last, probably the last 2 years, a lot more people who are overtly showing, sleeping somewhere where they're quite well seen and evident. And in the past, we've had, people through Yarra, particularly through Lilydale, we've had quite a few. And then I know in some of the other township groups, they've had, people sleeping in cars and things like that. So it's starting to become more and more. I mean, I even know now that we're starting to see homelessness, people starting to gather together to sort of form, little safety areas and things like that. So in the bush, that seems to has been happening now. And if it continues, I think we'll start to see what happens in the United States, particularly around like Skid Row and places like that where you have large groups of homeless people sort of living together in a bit of a community.
As a community, yeah. And like you say, Neil, it's a lot of it is under or unseen because it's much more than homelessness is much more than not having a roof over your head.
I mean, I think people forget that homelessness, only really roughly 7% of all homelessness is the rough sleepers. We have a lot more people who are couch surfing, and that just means sleeping at other people's houses, basically.
Friends and family, yeah.
Friends and family, particularly young people. A lot more people sleeping in cars and garages and boarding houses, and we've got a huge, huge gamut of things. And the boarding houses that we have in the ranges are not the most pleasant. And there was a gentleman I spoke to yesterday. He's been sleeping in his car down in one of the local parks here. He won't go into a boarding house, and he's been asked to go to a boarding house, but he won't go because of the threat of violence or drugs and alcohol that will be there. And he's not worried about him being affected by drugs and alcohol, but about how that's going to affect everyone around him and what that's going to cause the trauma for him.
Yeah, so the safety.
Yeah, so he would rather sleep in his car than he would be to go into somewhere like that. Luckily, though, it looks like we got him into winter shelter for the night, so hopefully that's going to – I haven't heard whether he went, but the idea was that he would take advantage of that. So, and that, speaking of places, that's one of the best places that we've got around at the moment for people in winter is the Stable One Winter Shelter, where people who male and female can go and stay if they're not affected by drugs or alcohol. And I think, that makes a huge difference. Unfortunately, it doesn't save everyone or get everyone to go and have a night off the street or whatever. There are still lots of people who are still drug and alcohol affected or even otherwise who have never heard of that or haven't been offered the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I guess, you've touched on a number of reasons there why people might find themselves homeless or at risk of becoming homeless. That drug and alcohol, but also that family violence piece as well. What are some of the other things during your time supporting local residents in this space? What are some of the other reasons that people might find themselves homeless?
Oh, lots of reasons. I mean, we've met people who have been, you mentioned family violence. It'll often be the man that's kind of, we've found that it's, I mean, a lot more women are homeless nowadays, but we find now locally we're seeing more men who've been kicked out of the home sleeping in their car, and not sure where to go until one of their relatives kind of says, oh, here, you can come stay with me or whatever. We've encountered quite a few of those guys. But no, there's drugs and alcohol. We've said there's issues of mental health. A lot of mental health issues. We've helped, there was a lady that we helped down in Moorabbin who, had some severe mental health issues and her sister was really worried about her. And this woman just was quite happy camping out and quite overtly down in Moorabbin getting help from everyone. But she wasn't looking after herself. There was a lot of, you could tell there was quite a few mental health issues going on there. And it was through the intervention of her sister and the CAT team that we were able to help her and things like that. But mental health is a huge one. But unfortunately, a lot of mental health issues will start after you've spent several years on the street or several months on the street because of the traumas that you've encountered.
Because you don't know where you're going to be. You don't know whether it's going to be safe and secure. And there's so many unknowns, I can only imagine.
But, I mean, most families nowadays are only a couple of steps away from having issues because, we everyone seems to be struggling with paying mortgages or rent at the moment. Mm. But, I mean, and keeping food on the table and paying for things for the family and stuff. You know, imagine if one of those sources of income was compromised. You know, what if mum or dad got sick or injured or couldn't work just for some reason, whether they were fired or whatever. You know, that source of income drops off. What happens then?
Yeah, absolutely. And like you say, it's... Living is expensive, you add to that housing affordability as well, assuming, you've got the resources and access to a rental property or have the luxury of a mortgage with interest rate rises as they've been. It's just, like you say, it's just that one or two steps away and, throwing illness or unexpected things into the family budget as well, it can turn quite quickly.
Yeah, exactly. And we've known families who are quite stunned, that like 24 hours previously they would have been in a unit and then now they're sleeping in a car, and the sheriff arrived and kicked them out because they hadn't paid rent for a while. So it does happen.
Yeah, and on that too, like rentals, if you're lucky enough to find one, that environment can change as well. The owners or the landlord might want to sell up and then you're out of that rental market and you've got to try and get back into it. And, we know that's a challenge as well. So there's all those unknowns and it can sort of feed into those mental health, concerns as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, especially if you're looking, some of the national statistics, 23% of people experiencing homelessness across the country are children and young people between the ages of 12 and 14. So, there's mums, there's dads, there's carers, but there's also children, a large cohort of children that are involved as well.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
And we're quite lucky, I guess, in the our ranges. We don't see a lot of children rough sleeping. We see a lot of adults rough sleeping. But the children are the ones who are doing all the couch surfing. And it's a stigmatized term for staying in someone's house overnight. But a lot of times that can be worn out and then they've got nowhere to go. And that's where they end up on the street. And the majority of times, I mean, if you talk to a couple of the people who have experienced this, they'll tell you that the majority of time, because there's no resources out here for young people who are homeless, they'll gravitate to the city where there are resources and other people their age. And that's terrifying because, you know, I don't know, that's just, it terrifies me. But it's sad. It's just sad that, you know, talking to one of those people, she'll tell you that it was a couple of agencies that were really relevant and really focused on her and helped her reconcile with her family so she could come back and live with them. They no longer exist because of lack of funding. So, you know, we are just letting our young people down in that regard. And it's terrible that the resources that were there to help her are no longer there to help anyone else.
Yeah, that funding, there's inadequate funding, that's for sure. And I guess on that too, like, so what, as far as Holy Falls go, what sort of grassroots work do you do to support the local community?
Oh, we do a stack of stuff. Basically, we do, there's four
areas. You do a lot of stuff.
It's
hard to condense it, isn't it?
It's sometimes hard to. Yeah, the primary stuff that we do is the outreach stuff, and we do a lot of work where we every week we run an outreach lunch, and we did that down at Melbourne Park. And we started that 10 years ago. We've been doing that, and the idea was to go where some of the homeless guys were because we realised they weren't going to community meals or anything like that, so we started to go to them. It's kind of changed nowadays. We get more of the community turning up for it as well, so... We're looking at maybe changing the venue, maybe coming inside here to the Dolphin Centre. We don't know yet. But so we do that. We also provide food, material help with, you know, like blankets, clothing, and things like that, and swags to anyone that needs it. So we do a lot of education. So I'll talk to, like, churches and schools. Just recently spoke to the United Church at Montrose. We do a lot of research into areas about homelessness and about poverty in the area, and advocacy. So our advocacy is probably a next big one. So I guess and that's advocacy on an individual level as well as the systemic and state and federal level and stuff like that. But recently we've just started, we took over a place in Lilydale and we're setting up a drop-in centre. And I guess that fits under our outreach area, but that's sort of our next big focus is to try and get that going.
Yeah, absolutely fabulous. And I mean, you do a ton of brilliant work on the ground to support those in need. And I guess if locals want to get involved or find out more specifically to the work that Holy Falls does or other organisations, what's the best way for people to connect, whether it be volunteering or donations or getting involved in events? How can people reach out?
Probably the best way is through our website, which is www.holyfalls.org.au. Or if you're on social media, just sort of finding us on social media, often we'll have listings of what we're doing in places, things like that. But obviously the best place to sort of learn about volunteering and what to donate and how to donate, things like that, is probably the website. Yeah, I mean, it's got a sort of detail on how to do things and even where we are, so.
Yeah, wonderful. Unfortunately, Neil, we always run out of time. I could yarn to you for hours. It's obviously a local issue, a national issue. It's not going away. It's a community effort. It's an all of community effort to support those less fortunate. And like you said, the issue can sometimes be unseen because of couch surfing or sleeping in cars. We all have a place and an opportunity to contribute to help solving this issue. Yeah.
Oh, certainly. You know, I think it's not just the government that needs to make changes. We as a community need to start to accept that homelessness is here and it's relevant to our community, and it's a sign of the illness of you know, we're letting these people down. We need to do more than we are to, particularly with kids. I think we need to do more about helping them have safe accommodation and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're definitely all in it together. So for our wonderful listeners, if you'd like to find out more, as Neil said earlier, Holy Fools, www.holyfools.org.au. Always a pleasure, Neil. All the best for the rest of Homelessness Week, and a huge shout out to you and the team for all the wonderful work you do in our community.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome back, everyone, to this month's Council Connection Show. I can't believe it's August, but it is August, and we've had some rather wet and chilly weather. But we are back, and we are looking forward to checking in with Sabina, who is having a chat from the Healesville Library today about what's happening in the warm, welcoming space that's Healesville. Welcome, Sabina. How are you?
Great. Thank you very much. And it's lovely to be here. And we've got lots happening in August. So thank you for that. So one of our first events in August is the Ancestry Library Edition Hands-On Workshop. And that's our joining our family history team to learn all about the tips and tricks to master Ancestry Library Edition. And it's a hands-on workshop. So you'll need to book for that event, and but it is available for all skill levels, although you will need some computer skills to do that. We actually here at Healesville Library have a weekly family history group that meets every Wednesday, and that's from 10 till 12, and that's supported by the Healesville Historic Society, who do a lot of great work.
Oh, absolutely. They've been around for some time, haven't they? I think did they recently celebrate their 40th birthday? I'm not sure, I could be making that up, but I think there was a recent celebration.
Exactly. So, and they're a really keen group and a very friendly group. So feel free to, that's just a drop-in event. So that's every Wednesdays from 10 till 12. And we also actually have a craft group at Healesville as well. That's Thursdays from 10 till 12. And it's not a taught group. It's just everyone can bring along whichever craft activity they're working on at the moment. Join in for a cuppa and a chat. So that's every Thursdays, Healesville Library, 10 till 12. Also Thursdays 10 till 12, if you're that way inclined, is Scrabble. Personally, I'm not very good at Scrabble. I can never make the right amount of words or anything like that. So I don't know. How are you at Scrabble, Kelly?
Oh, look, I don't mind the occasional game of Scrabble. Scrabble comes in handy when the power goes out. We put a candle on and we bring out the board games, and Scrabble seems to be one of the favourites. So.
Oh, no, that's great to know. That's great to know. And also a great activity group that we have, talking about our consistent library groups here at Healesville, is the Book Chat. Now, the Book Chat is monthly on the third Tuesday of the month at 2 o'clock. And it's not a book group where you're all reading the same book. It's just everyone comes together to talk about which books they have been reading. And I have hosted that group a few times, and it's an incredible variety of readers and books, and I found lots of new books through that Book Chat group.
It sounds like a handy way to develop your reading list, your to-do list of the books to read, pop them on your agenda.
Exactly, yes. Oh, and not to forget about technical topics. Now, we've got a great one for beginners: take better videos on your phone. So this is excellent for total beginners. How to use your phone. So it's everything from how to use the video mode, how to use the best settings, and this is one that I forget often, create smooth footage that doesn't make people dizzy. I have been known to look back at some of my footage and think, oh, that's just terrible.
It's making me seasick.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But there's also plenty happening at Yarra Junction. And okay. An important notice at Yarra Junction is that the Tiny Tots, so Tiny Tots is a baby session from 0 to 12 months old, they're now happening on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at Yarra Junction. So that's a new time and date for the little babies. But, yeah, they have Oh, it's always great watching the tiny tots. I must say I always really enjoy it when the little babies come into the library. But there's other things to do at Yarra Junction, including making slime, which is on Tuesday the 13th at 4 p.m.
You can never have enough slime in your life, hey?
Exactly, exactly. All sorts of different ingredients. So they're providing all ingredients and the finished slime is yours to take home and do with. Also, as part of Family History Month, they've got a session about English records on Tuesday, the 20th of August at 10 o'clock. And that's, are you looking for information about any English ancestors you might have? So not sure where to look, come along to Yarra Junction to learn all about it. And the last little one that I can just squeeze in is a fabric ruffia weaving workshop, and that's on Wednesday the 21st of August. It's 11 till 2, so it's quite a long detailed session, so you can bring along some lunch or some snacks, but I think that's going to be fascinating.
Oh, absolutely. And Sabina, there is always something for everyone, from tiny tots right through to history buffs and your bookworms. There's always something. And at this time of the year in particular, it's so warm and welcoming in the library. It's a good opportunity to connect, maybe make some new friends, learn some new skills. And I mean, that recording on your phone, what a great handy tip. You might be connected with a local not-for-profit group or a young person looking to do some promotion for a project you're doing, and what a great skill to have up your sleeve. So if people are interested, obviously there is a little bit going on both at Healesville and Yarra Junction. How do people get in touch?
So you can come to the libraries. So you can come to the libraries direct. Healesville Library is at 110 River Street in Healesville. I do not know the phone numbers off by heart. That's not good. But certainly look up all the details on the website, yourlibrary.vic.gov.au. So that's yourlibrary.vic.gov.au, which has all the details. You can book online for events, whether you're a member or not a member. But remember, joining the library is free and easy. And we don't have any overdue fines. It only is if you've lost an item, we ask to replace that item. But yes, please, the library is very warm and welcoming to all.
Yeah, free, easy, amazing, wonderful, helpful staff at our libraries as well. And you've got the physical books, but you've also got such a catalogue of digital resources too. So if that's your thing and you want to get an audio book, there's plenty to choose from. So thanks again, Sabina. Always a pleasure having you on our show, and we look forward to chatting to you next month.
Thank you very much, Kelly. Thank you. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1. I am Sophie, and this is my wonderful colleague Teddy from the Yarra Rangers Council Youth Development Team, and we are here with our monthly Youth Voice segment. I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge and pay my respects to Sovereign Wurundjeri and Boonwurrung, whose land I'm calling in from today. Teddy, would you like to note which country you're calling in from?
Yes, so I get to live and work on Wurundjeri land out here in the Yarra Ranges region.
Thank you. Beautiful Yarra Ranges and beautiful Sovereign Wurundjeri country. This week is Homelessness Week, and so we're going to take a moment to chat about a really important service in the region for young people who are homeless or are experiencing homelessness. And we also have a couple of really great opportunities that we'd like to chat with you about. So stay tuned. This week is Homelessness Week. Homelessness Week is an annual event to raise awareness and advocate for ending homelessness in Australia. It aims to drive awareness about homelessness, who it affects, and what solutions are needed to end homelessness for Australia. If you are a young person who is experiencing or facing homelessness, or if you know a young person who is, Anchor is a really amazing support. Teddy, can you tell us a little bit about Anchor?
Yes, absolutely, Sophie. Anchor is an independent, not-for-profit organisation that assists some of the most vulnerable in our community through services, including homelessness support, foster care, kinship care, community education, and family reconciliation. Anchor services help people affected by crisis and trauma to restore relationships, get the support that they need, and take charge of their futures.
Anchor's services support people who are experiencing homelessness or who are at risk of homelessness, children and young people who require foster care or kinship care, and youth and families who require mediation, counselling or ongoing support. They also have a number of really great youth development programs, such as the FOIA program, which supports young people in education who don't have stable housing, or the private rental program that supports young people to find and sustain housing. Teddy, how can you get in touch with Anchor?
So in an emergency, always call 000. But for Anchor's after-hours support, you've got to please contact St Kilda Crisis After-Hours Service on 1-800-627-727. For homelessness support services, you can go to Box Hill Institute, Lilydale Lakeside Campus, or email openingdoors@anchor.org.au. For youth development services, you can call 03-9738-7003, or you can get to the email of info@anchor.org.au.
Thanks so much, Teddy. You can also take a look at their website. Anchor is a really, really important service and does a lot for our young people in the Yarra Ranges. So a big shout out to Anchor for all of the work that they do supporting our young people. It's really necessary, and yeah, you're really an exceptional organisation. So thank you. Awesome.
All right. So we'll lead into our next little segment where we wanted to give a little bit of a shout out to Minus 18 because they're hosting their Queer Youth Now survey.
Minus 18, some of our favourite friends. So for those in the audience or listening today who don't know, Minus 18 is an Australia-wide organisation that supports young LGBTQIA plus young people across the different states. They provide a range of educational workshops for schools, staff and workplaces and put on really amazing and super fun youth events to connect young people in positive, safe and supportive spaces.
Excitingly, Minus 18 has announced their new survey called Queer Youth Now. They want to hear from young LGBTIQA plus people aged 13 to 25 years about improving their experiences and the supports for them in Australia. The survey takes around 10 minutes and participants have a chance to win one of five $100 gift cards. I've completed it myself. It's pretty quick and it's easy to understand. So you might want to take a go yourself.
Awesome. Thank you, Teddy. You might also remember that we spoke on Yarra Valley FM about our local council youth survey hosted in 2023. So you know how important surveys are to raise up the voice of a community and make their vision a reality. Like the Youth Voice Survey informs the work we do as the Yarra Rangers youth team and across council more broadly, Minus 18 survey can make a difference for young people by highlighting what is important to them in a powerful piece of evidence. Evidence informs action. By filling out this survey, young LGBTQIA plus people are contributing to a really cool ripple effect for their community.
You can find this survey by Googling Minus 18 survey or going on their website and scrolling down to the Queer Youth Now survey.
Awesome. Thank you, Teddy. We have a couple of other youth opportunities available throughout the Yarra Rangers right now. We have been really, really busy as we're supporting our youth advisory group, our freezer crews across a couple of different locations, and we are starting to plan for our Celebrating Youth Awards Night, which happens each year. But first, we have to get some nominations, and that is where you come in.
So the Youth Awards are an amazing opportunity to recognise a young person living in the Yarra Ranges region. We are currently taking nominations until around October 21st, but please don't wait until the last minute. If you see a young person in the community who's achieving things, having an impact and deserves recognition, look up the Yarra Ranges Youth Awards today.
Thank you, Teddy. There are a few different categories that you can nominate a young person in. Are they a passionate advocate in their community or are they a young entrepreneur? I can never say entrepreneur, by the way.
Me too.
Are they known for an impact in their school, in arts and culture, or in role modeling resilience?
So we are really excited to see your nominations. Anyone aged 12 to 25 who has a connection to the Yarra Rangers is eligible, whether they live, work, study or volunteer in the area. Self-nominations are also welcome, so please go ahead.
Self-nominations are so welcome. We really love young people recognizing their own gifts and value and how amazing they are. You can expect some more news to come about celebrating Youth Awards in late October as we prepare for a special night of performance, nibbles, and presentations. So keep an eye on our socials at Yarra Rangers Youth and get nominating.
Thank you, Sophie. I think we better wrap up our little youth segment. So we want to remind everybody listening to get in touch with the youth team.
We are so keen to share lots more news with you, including a very exciting event for young people just next weekend. Our email inbox, phone line, and social media are available for you to get in contact.
The easiest way to reach us is via email, so reach out to youth@yarrarangers.vic.gov.au.
You can also call our youth team line at 03929 46716 or find us on Instagram and Facebook at Yarra Rangers Youth. We've got lots cooking up and we are really excited to have young people in the region involved and empowered and having fun through what we've got happening. So please get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much, Teddy. This has been a nice short, sharp segment extending our thanks to Anchor and also Minus 18. And don't forget to get in touch with us at Yarra Rangers Youth if we can be of assistance in any way. Thank you so much, Teddy. And thank you for listening to Yarra Valley FM.
And welcome back to the Council Connection Show. Can never get enough of Nina Simone, so good song choice there. And I can't believe it, Michael, we've nearly rounded out yet another show. The hour goes so quickly, but we've got about 10 minutes or so to share a few updates and event shout-outs for things that are happening in the Valley and beyond. So are you happy for me to kick things off?
Yeah, go for it. It's massive months coming up. So, yeah, fast shooting, lots of stuff happening in the Valley and up Yarra. Go for it, Kelly.
Beautiful. All right, so to kick things off, we have a floristry basics workshop happening down at the Hillsville Senior Citizens Hall on Sunday, the 11th of August. This one's organised through the Hillsville Community Garden. Places are limited, so they are looking for RSVPs. So if you're interested and you'd like to find out a little bit more, head on down to the Hillsville Community Garden's Facebook page or their website at www.hillsvillecommunitygarden.com. We've also got an amazing exhibition happening at Yarva, so the Yarva Arts Hub on Maroondah Highway upstairs. It's the Alistair White, A Life in Clay exhibition, and it's all about celebrating Alistair's life. He's a Warburton resident and ceramicist, and pretty unique to Australia. He completed a postgraduate study at Kyoto University of Fine Art under the tutelage of master ceramicist Hirokuni Katsuno, I hope I did that name justice, in Japan. And he's got a number of pieces on display down at the Yarva Gallery, and it's on until Sunday the 18th of August. So if you're into your ceramics, quite a unique exhibition, and I highly recommend you pop down to have a little bit of a look. Something a little bit different, Ross Noble. Many of you would be familiar with Ross's work over the years. He's bringing the Jibber Jabber Jamboree to the Memo on Thursday the 8th of August and Wednesday the 24th of August. So if you know Ross's work, he's quite the comedian, and this tour celebrates his 21st solo stand-up tour. So he's been around for a while, but there's an invitation for community to come along, join in and have an evening of fun. So tickets are available. Search under the events page on Council's website, www.yarrarangers.vic.gov.au for tickets. What else have we got? Oh, there's a shout out to coming up in a few weeks' time, there's a documentary all about koalas at the Memo as well. And this is a community screening that's being presented by the Hillsville Environment Watch, affectionately known as Huey, on Tuesday the 27th of August from 7 p.m. And it's sort of shedding a light on, you know, the challenges that our koala population are experiencing at the moment. But there's opportunities. What opportunities are available for us as community to get involved? involved in helping them and their habitat. So there are a few things that are happening, and a call out to on behalf of the Hillsville and Badger Creek CFA. They've combined forces and they're doing a joint recruiting session, and I believe they've got an open day at the Badger Creek CFA on, I think it might be on the 10th of August, but yeah, they're looking to recruit great brigades, do lots of amazing work for our community. So check out their Facebook pages if you'd like to find out more. That's it for me, Michael, over to you.
So much going on. It's great to hear too, and I've got a few shout outs too. A quick shout out actually is for ECOS had a special guest on the 16th and 17th of July. They had Costa from Gardening Australia come out, and they did some live, they did some recordings or pre-recordings for the upcoming show for Gardening Australia. So ECOS, we spotlighted nationally. So great place to be proud of. There, ECOS will be featured on Gardening Australia on ABC, Gardening Australia show on Friday, 20th of September at 7:30 p.m. That's Friday the 20th. Of September at 7:30 p.m. But also watch that Bar Our View post that screening as well. But some events coming up soon and in the coming months, and all these events you can find on the council's website. You can go to council website and search event. These events will be listed there, but also on your Facebook and on your browser as well. But first up, we've got Youth Valley Youth Fest is on Friday, 6th of September from 4 to 9 p.m. at Yarra Valley ECOS. Some great live music bands, some music, delicious food, and lots of stalls as well. Also at ECOS coming up on Saturday, the 19th of October, is Rhythms of the World, one of the major events of the year. That's on Saturday, the 19th of October from 11 a.m. Rhythms of the World brings together the Yarra Valley music, storytelling and dance and food. Fantastic multicultural events. Amazing national and local performances, great to come along, and some fantastic food as well. And coming up later this year, on the Warburton Tennis Club is turning 120 years old. Can you imagine that? So they're celebrating that for a weekend on Saturday and Sunday, the 16th and 17th of November. You'll celebrate 120 years. Of this amazing like club, arranging from local interactive activities, some food, come and try exhibitions. It's all there Saturday and Sunday, the 17th of November. Also, a bit of shout out, there's got a great local sporting club called Warby Weapons. It's a junior basketball club in Yarra Junction. They've got some great boys' team, but they're also trying to start a girls' team too. So if you're a young girl who'd love to play basketball, there's a local team looking for you as well. So go down to the Yarra Centre and Yarra Junction and say good day and say, I want to join the Warby Weapons. They're a fantastic club there, and their main values are engaging, encouraging, enjoying respectful and resilient young people in our community. So great coach and great team to be involved in. At Warden Primary School on Friday the 30th of August, there's a Night and Light Bush Dance from 5:45 p.m. to 8 p.m. Great, come and draw along for the great bush dance, live music, a lantern festival, hot food and plenty of dancing. Come along to that as well. We also have Brushies, which is a play space at Redwood Centre. And that is got a special story times happening the second Monday of each month from 11 to 11:30 p.m. by Kelly, Stories with Kelly. Different Kelly, not you, Kelly, different Kelly. But it's a great centre to be there as well.
Where do I need to be?
Yeah. But Brush is also open on Mondays and Tuesdays and Thursdays each week from 11 till 2 as well at the Redwood Centre in Warburton. Great place to pop down with your family and kids. Stay warm during winter or nice and cool during the summer. A nice place to join, meet other parents and families as well. The Upper Yarra Angling Club in Powelton have their annual trivia on Saturday the 31st of August from 6 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. Find out more on their Facebook page, Upper Yarra Anglers Club as well. Great place to join, do a big fundraiser in Powertown. That's pretty much it. Oh, and one more thing coming up as well is Yarra Junction Primary School is turning weight for 130 years old.
Oh my goodness.
They're going to celebrate their 130th birthday at the 1st December from 10 o'clock till 2 p.m. Be a great feast there for food, activities, a car show, wood sculpting and much, much more. So check out their Facebook page, Yarra Junction Primary School. And last but not least, there's lunch celebrating Women's Health Week on Sunday, the 8th of September at Oscars on the Yarra. You can find this event on our Facebook, on our event page in Yarra at Yarra Rangers Council. It's a $5 event for lunch included, and you'll hear from Emma Gilmore about her experiences about being a mother. Fantastic event. They're $5, including lunch at Oscars on the Yarra. So please check it out on Sunday, the 8th of September. There's always more, but I think that's the top of it. If you want to find out more, go to Council's website and events page, but also pop down to your local community house, community centre, and have a yarn to those people because they know all about what's happening in your local community. I think that's us for Kelly. It's always so much on, always hard to keep up, and the show goes so quick.
And it's always difficult to share it all too. And with my shout outs to the CFA, I forgot Chum Creek. So they're recruiting as well. But yeah, there's always so much, way too much to jam into an hour. But rest assured, we'll be back next month. And yeah, a huge shout out to our guests. And yeah, we look forward to connecting in with our wonderful listeners next month. Thanks.